Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, from ESPN Lacrosse, he is Paul Breidle, Packer beat writer. Follow him on Twitter at Paul_Breidle. Paul, thanks for coming on, man. How are you?
I'm excellent. Happy to be here.
So I got asked this first question, my first caller of the show today. Said, Sparky, is this was yesterday a good day or a bad day as a Wisconsin sports fan? You tell me.
I mean, it wasn't great, right, given the outcome of the Packers' performance. But do we want to take a glass-half-full approach to this today?
What you just told me? You didn't even care about the Brewers. Don't even matter, Paul Breidle. Paul Breidle don't care about the damn Brewers winning the NL Central. Who cares? That was his point, because for him, it was a great day, because he's a huge Brewers fan more than a Packers fan. So for him, it was a great day in Wisconsin sports, and you didn't even bring up the Brewers. See, that's what we get. We talk with a Packers beat writer. Okay, so you got glass half full. Go ahead. Let me see if I can get down with it.
All right, the glass half full approach. The Packers obviously ran into adversity yesterday, right? They got punched in the mouth. A litany of self-inflicted mistakes, the penalties, the interception, the blocked field goal at the end of the game. And you got to give credit to the Browns' defensive line and defense as a whole as well. It's one of the best units in the NFL. And they were, you know, the mistakes that the Packers forced was a product of, a lot of times, that Browns defensive front. So that glass half full approach, right, coming off of the wins that the Packers had early on in the year, the blunders that they had late, getting punched in the mouth, I think what you can look at here is an opportunity to hit the reset button earlier in the year. As you get into the second half of the season, the latter portion of the year, you don't want to run into these type of matchups, this adversity, for the first time. Because when it happens, you might not always know how to respond. So the fact that the Packers were able to have this experience, now what's important moving forward is that they take that approach, learn from it, do not let it happen again. That's going to be the key to all of this. But when it comes to having those difficult outcomes early on, hopefully that's something that you can – because that can benefit you down the road if you run into those instances again.
10 penalties in one quarter, Paul Breidle. 10 penalties in one quarter. Now, again, I said earlier, people overreacting to the loss, because if I would have said 1-1 after Detroit and Washington, everybody would have said, hell yes, I'll take it. And then everybody hadn't been in Cleveland. So you're in the exact same spot had you gone the way that we all thought it was going to go. You're still at 2-1. The world's not ending. However, Jordan Morgan plays right tackle, stinks. Jordan Morgan goes to left guard, which I don't think he's played a whole bunch of in an NFL regular season game. So he plays both of those positions. Belton gets a second crack at right tackle. That didn't go swimmingly well. Elton Jenkins had one of his worst games probably. Rasheed Walker's getting flags thrown on him. The only guy whose name we really didn't hear this whole game was Sean Ryan. And to me, at least there was one guy to be happy about, because the rest of this offensive line, not that great. But with Matt LaFleur scheduled to talk here at 3 o'clock, but I ask you, how much more do we really think we're going to see these same five guys on the field together?
I mean, I think this is going to be the configuration or this is going to be the group of five for the time being, you know, until we learn more about the extent of Zach Tom's injury and Aaron Banks' injury as well. But you're correct. The play of the offensive line is where everything went wrong yesterday. I mean, Jordan Love was under pressure on 42% of his dropbacks. The running game averaged under 3 yards per rush. I mean, that's an incredibly difficult way to live when you're constantly in second and long, third and long, these predictable passing situations, plays into the pass rush's hands. They can pin their ears back. They can get off the ball and go get the quarterback. And because of the lack of time in the pocket, Matt LaFleur talked about this afterwards, those intermediate downfield throws, those longer developing routes, there just wasn't the time for that to develop. So right now, your only way to move the ball is these long, mistake-free drives, which the Packers obviously weren't able to do very well yesterday. But even if they were, that's a very tough way to consistently move the ball and put up points. Everything, the issues on offense yesterday, all started with the play of the offensive line. And I shouldn't be surprised by how the Packers configure their offensive line unit. What I mean by that is because Matt LaFleur has thrown so many different configurations at us and rotating players in games. But I will admit, I was a little bit surprised to see Jordan Morgan at right tackle. Now, the reason I say that is because I don't recall in any of the practices this summer and even last year seeing him take right tackle snaps. Now, I'm sure throughout this week in their preparation, Adam Stenovich said they had a number of different alternatives for their offensive line combination, that he got those right tackle snaps. But my point is, that's not a position that he's used to playing. That's a position that's, I think, relatively new to him, and having to be put there against this caliber of defensive line from the jump, he looked uncomfortable. Even when he was moved to left guard in that second half.
Yep.
He looked uncomfortable. So I will admit, I was surprised to see that they went that route once Zach Tom exited the game.
So I'm Paul Breidel, Packers beat writer for ESPN Lacrosse. Follow him on Twitter at Paul_Breidel. He is amazing. Trust me on this one. I just love having Paul Breidel on. I want to follow up with something else here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, truckie.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other truckie.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
And that is the Packers' ground game. Now, obviously, yesterday didn't go well, but we knew going into this game, we talked about it last week, that it was going to be tough sledding to run the football against this Cleveland defense. It has been for everybody they faced so far. But as a unit through 3 weeks, I mean, they're barely averaging 3 yards a carry right now with Josh Jacobs. How concerned are you about that and it getting fixed?
My concern level isn't very high at this point. You know, we'll call it maybe on the moderate side, because we're getting to the point where it's 3 games in right now. There is a sample size, but what needs to happen is the Detroit, Washington, Cleveland, they've come into these games and they've said, we are not going to let Josh Jacobs control this game. They've loaded the box. So it's going to be tough sledding running on the ground. What I think needs to happen is for this Packers passing game, specifically those downfield shots, they need to hit more of them to be able to free up the running game. You need to make the defense wary, fear that downfield pass, because once you start connecting on a few of those and picking up some chunk plays through the air at 30, 40, 50 yards, all of a sudden the defense is going to go, all right, we got to start taking that away. And now there's fewer defenders near the line of scrimmage. There's more opportunities to open up the running game for Josh Jacobs. So, yes, the offensive line has to perform better in those situations. But they're having a tough matchup because, again, these all three of these opponents have loaded the box and wanted to take the run game away. So I'm looking less at the run game in terms of getting the run game going, and I'm looking more so at the passing game, saying the Packers got to hit on some of those downfield opportunities to then force the defense to defend that area of the field.
I got a we have this Nicolay Law fan talking text line. And before you came on, we had a text that came in. And I said, I'm going to hold on to this, and I'm going to read it for Paul Breitel. I'm going to read this word for word, okay? It's a little mean, but I'm going to read it word for word. It's not about you, though. Don't worry. This is from the 262. The play call and the fact that Love actually threw the pass was equal to the TJ Rubley play. Oddly enough, this wasn't just the stupid idiot backup quarterback being dumb. Somehow, the coaching staff sent this play in, and Love was awful enough to actually throw the ball. Multiple levels of moronic activity on just that play from the 262. With that being said, I'll let you have the floor.
I'm not even sure where to go with this one. I guess what I'll say is, the Packers have supreme confidence in Jordan Love to go and be that guy, to be able to convert that first down, to be able to make that play for them in that clutch moment. And it's in, I think, Matt LaFleur's nature as the head coach to, right, seize control of the opportunity. Because if that's a completion, if the Packers pick up the first down, right, they're in a prime position to then, run the clock out or get close.
Did he run the wrong route? Like, I feel like he thought that he was going to cut that about 2 yards sooner than he did.
Yeah, the way it was described by Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love was that they thought that the safety was going to continue to run with the crossing pass catcher, and instead he dropped off into that throwing lane where Jordan Love was looking. So Matt LaFleur took the blame for the play call. Jordan Love also said that he's seen that look before. He needs to know that defender's going to be there. So, right, it's a combination of things. We can hindsight 2020 look at and wonder why the Packers just didn't run the ball, even if they don't get it the first down. That situation takes time off the clock or burns a timeout. And it's also a play that Jordan Love, as he admitted, is one where he should have known that the defender was going to be there, right? It just comes down to the execution wasn't there. And unfortunately for the Packers offense, for much of the day, it wasn't there either.
Time with Paul Breitel, Packers beat writer for ESPN Lacrosse, getting ready to cover the Matt LaFleur presser coming up here in about 20 minutes. We'll play clips of that coming up for you here at 4 o'clock when we do our Green and Gold Update brought to you by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Paul, I have one last one for you, and it does concern Jordan Love, and we're going to do this topic as well coming up at 3:20. Jordan Love's numbers when under pressure, not so good so far this year. And I wonder whether or not that is something that changes with experience, whether or not that's something that is learned, or whether or not that's something you either have or you don't have.
That's a good question. I think it's one of those things where he's shown us in the past that under duress, he can hang in the pocket and he can make those big throws. But, you know, for whatever reason, these first couple games, the efficiency hasn't been there. And I use efficiency as a loose term, right? Because under pressure, every quarterback's numbers are going to dip. Sure. Compared to when they're in a clean pocket. But I think a lot of it, too, is just the nature of where the offense is on the field. Again, because they're not necessarily having the run game to lean on. There's a lot of these long down and distance situations. This isn't just the Browns game. This is the Washington and Detroit game, too. It's why the offense in those first two games, even though they were wins, they had those lulls. It's because there's a lot of obvious passing situations. And now when you're under duress, there's pressure coming in on you. You're not able to operate within the timing and the rhythm of the play. And you're also in second and eight, third and 10 situations. It's just going to magnify the difficulty of an already challenging situation. So I think a lot of it starts with getting into more friendly down and distance situations, especially on second and third downs, and handling the pressure when it's second and three and it's a quick completion to the flat or a dump off and you pick up the first down and move the chains, I think that can be something that really helps out Jordan Love in those situations.
There he is, Paul Breidel, Packers beat writer, ESPN Lacrosse. Follow him on Twitter at @Paul_Breidel. Paul, thanks so much for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Sparky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.